Ours get here first. Likewise, I shouldn't wonder. Still, can't be helped. One of those things, really, agreed the Tassortian. The other man nodded. Funny old world, when you come to think about it. You've put your finger on it, all right. The sergeant loosened his breastplate a bit, glad to be out of the sun. Rations okay on your side? He said. Oh, you know, mustn't grumble. Like us, really. Because if you do grumble, they get even worse. Just like ours. Yeah, you haven't got any figs on your side, have you? I could just do with a fig. Sorry. Just thought I'd ask. Got plenty of dates, if they're any good to you. Nah, we're okay on dates, thanks. Sorry. The two men stood a while, lost in their own thoughts. Then the Ephebian put on his helmet again, and the Tassortian adjusted his belt. Right then. Right then. They squared their shoulders, stuck out their chins, and marched away. A moment later, they turned about smartly and, exchanging the merest flicker of an embarrassed grin, headed back to their own sides. Book 4. The Book of 101 Things a Boy Can Do. Tepic had expected... what? Possibly the splat of flesh hitting rock? Possibly, although this was on the very edge of expectation, the sight of the old kingdom spread out below him? He hadn't expected chilly, damp mists. It is now known to science that there are many more dimensions than the classical four. Scientists say that these don't normally impinge on the world because the extra dimensions are very small and curve in on themselves, and that since reality is fractal, most of it is tucked inside itself. This means either that the universe is more full of wonders than we can hope to understand, or, more probably, that scientists make things up as they go along. But the multiverse is full of little dimensionettes, play streets of creation where creatures of the imagination can romp without being knocked down by serious actuality. Sometimes, as they drift through the holes in reality, they impinge back on this universe when they give rise to myths, legends, and charges of being drunk and disorderly. And it was into one of these that Hugh Bastard, by a trivial miscalculation, had trotted. Legend had got it nearly right. The Sphinx did lurk on the borders of the kingdom. The legend just hadn't been precise about what kind of borders it was talking about. The Sphinx is an unreal creature. It exists solely because it has been imagined. It is well known that in an infinite universe, everything that can be imagined must exist somewhere, and since many of them are not things that ought to exist in a well-ordered space-time frame, they get shoved into a side dimension. This may go some way to explaining the Sphinx's chronic bad temper, although any creature created with the body of a lion, bosom of a woman, and wings of an eagle has a serious identity crisis and doesn't need much to make it angry. So, it had devised the riddle. Across various dimensions, it had provided the Sphinx with considerable entertainment and innumerable meals. This was not known to Tepic as he led you bastard through the swirling mists, but the bones he crunched underfoot gave him enough essential detail. A lot of people had died here, and it was reasonable to assume that the more recent ones had seen the remains of the earlier ones and would therefore have proceeded stealthily, and that hadn't worked. No sense in creeping along, then. Besides, some of the rocks that loomed out of the mists had a very distressing shape. This one here, for example, looked exactly like...
Halt! Said the Sphinx.
There was no sound but the drip of the mist and the occasional sucking noise of you bastards trying to extract moisture from the air.
You're a Sphinx, said Tepic.
The Sphinx, corrected the Sphinx.
Gosh, we've got any amount of statues to you at home. Tepic looked up, then further up.
I thought you'd be smaller, he added. Cower, mortal, said the Sphinx, for thou art in the presence of the wise and the terrible.
It blinked.
Any good, these statues?
They don't do you justice, said Tepic, truthfully.
Do you really think so? People often get the nose wrong, said the Sphinx. My right profile is best, I'm told. And
it dawned on the Sphinx that it was sidetracking itself. It coughed sternly.
Before you can pass me, O mortal, it said, you must answer my riddle.
Why? Said Tepic.
What?
The Sphinx blinked at him. It hadn't been designed for this sort of thing.
Why?